Matthew Elson speaking. Stacey Solomon rose to fame after coming third in The X Factor in 2009. After The X Factor, she won the 2010 I'm Celebrity Get Me Out of Here and has since presented the I'm Celebrity spin-off show. She is currently a presenter on Loose Women. I believe she is a heroine of Dagenham as she represents the Dagenham people fairly. She shows how intelligent and street smart people from Dagenham are while still being down to earth and friendly.
This is Muhammadu, and I think our local hero for Dagenham is Mr. Taylor, our head teacher, because he always encourages us to do our best even if we fail, we should keep trying. He always tells us we should always represent our school in the right way and always help the community in any way we can. He always tells us to try our best in school and work hard for what we want to achieve.
This is Gloria speaking, and I'm going to be talking about my local hero, who is called Abu Bakar Cisse. And I think he is a hero because he has aspired the best for the community. He served in the British Army for 12 years, and I feel that he not only gave back to the community, but also his nation. And though he came back as an injured soldier, he feels proud to give back. And he fought on the behalf of the country in Afghanistan and Iraq. And after retirement, he still maintained to be a lawful citizen. And he has quoted that any action he has to do to enrich his image, he will do.
This is Rachel. My local hero is Liza Valance, a Studio Free Arts artistic director. She was my first choice. When I heard about this project, I instantly thought of her. She has led Studio Free Arts, a non-profit charity organisation, since 2009, and from there, the studio has become a leading socially engaged arts practice. Although she cares a lot about the studio, whenever there is an event in the borough, there's no doubt you'll find her there. She is so fiercely passionate about arts access and people of all ages being exposed to the arts and all kinds of culture that she will do anything in her power to get the information out there. Liza has been good at all of the business side of things, however, she doesn't limit herself to just that. Whenever there is a big deal holiday project, she steals time away to come and interact with us, watch the shows we put on, and just have fun. It is really obvious that Liza wants everyone who visits Studio 3 to have the best time. The atmosphere there is so lovely, and now I'm a part of the Young Actors Company. It feels just like a family. It's easy to see that she is passionate about what she does. She's a storyteller and an activist, and without an outlet like Studio 3 Arts, I would be lost. Thank you, Liza, for being my local hero.